Hi, I'm Leah Lane, an award-winning travel writer and author of Places I Remember, Tales, Truths, Delights from 100 Countries. On this podcast, we share conversations with travelers about fascinating destinations and memorable experiences around the world. San Miguel de Allende is a colonial town in the highlands of central Mexico, about 150 miles from Mexico City. San Miguel was just named for the sixth time the best small city in the world in Condé Nast Traveler Magazine's Reader's Choice Awards. And in this episode, we'll show you why. Our guest is Tania Castillo, Tourism Director of San Miguel. Bienvenidas, Tania. Welcome to Places I Remember.
It was an amazing Spanish.
Thank you. I took some high school Spanish, so I'm happy to use it. Anyway, what do you think are the special qualities that make San Miguel so beloved by so many around the world?
I'm very honored to be the director of tourism of this city. It's an amazing city. It's a UNESCO, it's World Heritage City. So, of course, we have amazing views, amazing streets, amazing churches, amazing markets. So everything, I will say everything in San Miguel, it's so special. And we have a lot of activities going on. I know so many people know San Miguel de Allende just by the church that is on the main square. But San Miguel de Allende, it's more than just the church. It's the people, it's the artisans, it's the streets, all the doors that have a special meaning. Whenever you have the door in front of you and you don't know what's going on behind the door until you open it, and then you find an amazing hotel or an amazing restaurant. So it's a lot of magic here in San Miguel de Allende. We have a lot of activities. What can I tell you? I'm in love with San Miguel de Allende, and one of its most special thing, it's the people living in San Miguel de Allende.
Absolutely. Everybody seems so happy. They seem so friendly. And when you walk through the cobblestone streets up and down the hills, you just feel like you're somewhere else in time. It's a very complete city. It's so perfectly colonial and so interesting. I will say that you want to get comfortable shoes because there is a lot of walking in our hills.
And I know.
And I think one thing I did that was very useful when I got tired, I would walk down the hills, but then I finally I didn't walk up the hill. I took an Uber when there was a very big hill. And I think that's a good tip.
Yes, just a tip. If you are going to San Miguel, no high heels. If you will, yes, just a sneaker, comfortable shoes, so you can walk.
Right. So tell us a bit about the history.
It all started in 1542 by Fray Juan de San Miguel. And in 2008, we were named World Heritage City. We have, I don't know if you know what Totonilco. It's called like the 16th Chapel of Mexico. It's amazing what we have in Totonilco. And well, it's been growing so much since, of course, 1542. There's also a lot of history about the independence of Mexico. We have Casa Allende, that is one of the independence of Mexico. So for us, it's all the history and all the traditions. There is so much going on. There's so much traditions. San Miguel de Allende is just a small town. I mean, it's not that small right now.
How many people?
We have 175,000 people. That's why we just won best small city in the world, because actually we will feel small. All the tourists that come to San Miguel de Allende and see the traditions, see the history. We have many guide tours. They give you like walking tours down here in the city. They tell you all about the history, so they can actually tell you the whole story about San Miguel, walk you through all the places the history is, right? And so you can feel it.
Well, I know there are many festivals throughout the year, but the one I heard about that I like the best is called Desfile de los Locos, which translates to the Parade of the Crazies. Tell me about the Parade of the Crazies.
And it's huge. And we close the main square and all the streets nearby. This year, we expected 2,000 people, and actually they were like 5,000 joined the parade. They are all dressed with locos, crazy people. Just the unique thing about the tradition is that it's through all the family. So you can see just the baby boys in their strolls, grandpa, and they love it.
It sounds fun. And I think festivals always add something special.
Yes, exactly. They're giving candies to the people watching the parade. And that's it. Yes. So
what's not to like? Okay. I love it. I want to go. Let me ask you, if you just had to choose a few favorite things not to miss in the city, what would be a couple?
A walking tour here in the main square and a wine tour.
There are four routes, right? I wrote about this for Forbes.com. Four different routes, all charming. Four different. You can stay overnight at some of these.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
It sounds like it's a new thing that they're trying to develop.
It's a new tool. Yes. Yeah. We have all these vineyards, approximately 11 vineyards we have in San Miguel de Allende. And around Guanajuato, we have a few more. So we are trying to push more of this wine route to be known all over the world. And we have all the potential to do it. So we are trying to go that way. One of the things I love is the hot air balloon. Like, definitely the views are spectacular and it's something very unique.
The hot air balloons, yes.
Yeah. You have three different hot springs. They are stunning. You can go all like a day pass and they are healing and enjoy and relax. You have the best gastronomy and the best hospitality here with all these amazing hotels, boutiques. So
yeah, the hotels are amazing. It's true. You go from modest ones, I'm sure there are many of those, to the most wonderful five-star hotels.
Yes.
I stayed at the Hotel Matilda, and I remember
there was a
painting by Diego Rivera in the lobby of the owner, formerly, well, she's no longer with us, but Matilda from the 1940s. It has such a history. And it was just up there, like, you know, a nice thing to see. But it has everything is modern, but it's also great tradition in
San Miguel, it's right now very cosmopolitan. And actually something I just want to mention about Matilda that you said, it's with this award that Condé Nast gave us, we also have four hotels in San Miguel de Allende that won the best hotels. So Matilda is one of those hotels that win an award. It's also Rosewood. It's also Hacienda El Santuario and Casa de Sierra Nevada. There are the four hotels that won also this award as best hotels.
Wow. I remember the food there was spectacular. One of the top chefs in Mexico is there.
I know.
Yes, that's another reason it's such a special place. And I remember a restaurant a few blocks from the center, which had a fusion of Sri Lanka, Swiss, and Mexican. So you can get everything there, not just
you can get
Mexican.
Everything. Not just Mexican food, exactly. As I was telling, it's very cosmopolitan because we have more than 60 nationalities living in San Miguel de Allende. There are a lot of people that go to retire to San Miguel de Allende, but when they came to San Miguel de Allende, they are like reborn. They just have this second fresh air and they started opening restaurants or hotels or something. So in the gastronomy, it's not just like Mexican gastronomy, but these chefs or these retirement persons that came to San Miguel fusion their culture with the Mexican. So from Spain, from the Mediterranean, from Japanese, Korean. So whatever you want to eat in San Miguel de Allende, for sure you can find it here.
And you can pair it with the wonderful new wines that are coming out. So that's not bad.
Yes, and the views with the rooftops. I mean, yes.
I think you like your town. I love the art. I think that there's some lovely museums. And I met a man who's no longer with us, Anato McLaughlin, you know, the art chapel of Jimmy Ray Gallery.
Yes.
Just outside of the town. He was so interesting. And it's like a wonderful area. You have to make a reservation there, but I highly recommend it. It's kind of like Gaudi. It's like a very special art, the whole area, the house and the grounds. It's very beautiful.
Yes, and it's something very important what you mentioned about the art. We have a lot of galleries downtown in the main square and in the outside, the surroundings of San Miguel de Allende. But I want to mention one that it's Fabrica La Aurora. It's where you can find the most art. You have a lot of galleries inside this space. They are looking for young talent. When you enter, they have one room specially for the new talent. And then when you go around, they are also a lot of tours you can do inside Fabrica La Aurora because they have a lot of galleries. Many people came and they opened the galleries there. And then you can go and you can see the painter doing all his art or the artist making his art. They are also for sale. Or you can book a painting activity or you can...
Well, I don't want to leave the little town, but there are a couple of day trips I took, which I just think one is to Guanajuato. We mentioned it's the capital of the state of the same name. It's in a narrow valley. The streets are very narrow and winding. There's sets of stairs all over the place. And the thoroughfares are partially or fully underground most of the time. And there's a very interesting mummy museum there, which is...
Yes.
How did that happen? I didn't understand quite how that happened. It was bodies that were found in the municipal cemetery and different, right?
But it's something very different. I mean, Guanajuato is also lovely. It's like an hour and a half drive from San Miguel de Allende. So of course you can go to a day tour or a day trip to Guanajuato. And of course these mummies are something very unique and special for tourists because you don't see mummies all around the world. So
no.
I mean, it's something very...
It's very different. It's also very charming,
yes,
but different from San Miguel. So it's a wonderful combination. It's not that far, as you said. I love it.
Exactly. It's not that far. It's just take a car and an hour drive. You are there. They are complimentary.
And if you go up on top, there's a statue and you look down and see this beautiful vision for taking photos. It's just a gorgeous...
Yes, like a 360 view, yes, for taking gorgeous picture. Yes, I think in Guanajuato and in San Miguel, we have very unique spots for pictures and photos. Yes, we have a lot of rooftops and
sunsets with the skyline of the church in
sunsets,
San Miguel.
The colors of the town. Yes.
I love it too. There's another trip I took, which is a little further from San Miguel, to visit the monarch butterflies, which come there every year. They spend 4 or 5 months. They fly about 2,800 miles from Canada and the U.S. to migrate
exactly
to this beautiful forest. And they hang in the trees, you know, orange all over the trees. And when it gets warmer, they come out and fly. Now, I took the trip, and I guess a little warning to you. If it's a cold day, don't do it because it's a long
trip.
I know. And I took the steps. It's a long walk up, very high up, and you have a horse part of the way if you want to get there. And then it was so cold, they just stayed in the trees, which was kind of a disappointment. So make sure it's a nice sunny day and a warm day, and then you'll see this gorgeous, gorgeous sight of the monarch butterflies. Are they still coming in great numbers?
Yes, they're still coming. It's a huge attractive also for, it's not Guanajuato, it's in Michoacán, actually.
Right.
Yes, but I mean, this can tell you the huge amount of different activities on nature Mexico has. So it's not just about Guanajuato. We have a lot of states nearby that have this attraction. And what we are also trying to do with the economy is like the economy, not stay in San Miguel de Allende. So you can do actually these trips to another states and help others. So it's wonderful what Mexico has or near San Miguel de Allende. So we have different options. And we are partnering with these states also, so we can have these tours and these activities between one another.
That's good. I would say spend at least a week if you can. It's very special. Yes. Well, the name of the podcast is Places I Remember. So, Tanya, will you share with us a special personal memory of San Miguel de Allende?
What can I tell you? I love having a good dinner here in San Miguel de Allende with these amazing views. In the company with my friends, I share also a lot of weddings here, and the weddings are so special in San Miguel de Allende. So I think that the weddings and the love and the venues and all the decoration, I think that's something I love about it. Like seeing, how do you say, here we say callejoneadas, with these puppets in the streets, like walking all the guests from the wedding. And I love just walking by the streets and then seeing one callejoneada in the other side, an amazing restaurant full of people, and then many tourists from foreign countries that actually is like, wow, we are just a small town, but it's known all around the world. So just walking by and I see this street and it's different from the other street. So you don't get bored here. You have a lot of activities. I just love walking. Walking, it's my favorite.
And walking at night, you know, I walked at night.
Yes.
And it's so interesting because it feels like you're in the 16th century. It feels you hear some music in the background, perhaps, but it's quiet and your footsteps are on the cobblestones and it's dark sort of, but not, you know, it's safe, but
it's
makes
safe,
you feel like you're in another world.
Like, where am I? Yes. Like something very different from day with all the light and the movement and the people. And then when you walk like 9, 10 p.m. and then just see like very few light, very few people, you always feel very safe. And it's what you say, it's something totally different from daylight.
Yes. Well, gracias for sharing about your wonderful home, San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. You've given us a good idea of why it's acclaimed as one of the most special small cities in the world. But to appreciate the magic, you just have to travel there. So thanks for coming.
I know.
Gracias por venir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to our award-winning podcast. We've recorded over 100 episodes of Places I Remember. So follow us on any podcast app. And new monthly episodes are also on YouTube with gorgeous video. My book, Places I Remember, is available in print and Kindle, and I read the audio version. Follow my travel writing at Forbes.com. Contact me at the links in the show notes or on my website, placesiremember.leahlane.com, and keep making your own travel memories.